In November 2020, the Law Reform Commission of Namibia recommended the discarding of laws related to sodomy as it relates to intimate same-sex practices between homosexual men. However, the Parliament of Namibia has been slow to repeal these laws, which prompted gay activist Fridel Dausab to sue the government on the grounds that sodomy law is not consistent with the Namibia constitution. A ruling in this matter will be made in the High Court of Namibia on Friday. Etuna Joshua is the chairperson of the Law Reform and Development Commission of the Ministry of Justice.
There were many pieces of laws that have been in the law books for many years, basically since before independence, many of which really did not make sense any longer, and they are just not compatible with the modern times.
Linda Bauman is an LGBTQ+ activist. She says the community has taken extra security measures to ensure their safety during and after the proceedings on Friday. Bauman says Namibia has seen an increase in violence against LGBTQ+ persons, which she says is directly linked to a Supreme Court ruling that said marriages between same-sex couples performed out of the country were valid. She says since that ruling, religious and faith-based organizations have incited violence against the LGBTQ+ community.
Amnesty is not exaggerating. What we are doing as a movement is to alert ourselves around the issue around safety and security, because we have anti-groups that are, and we've also seen murders that of LGBT people in 6 months. Six months.
A local daily newspaper recently published a report on a string of killings where LGBTQ+ people were the victims. However, some critics say Namibia has a high number of killings in general, and the killings cannot be regarded as hate crimes. Mercedes von Klute, a transgender activist who successfully sued the state for a transphobic assault at the hands of a police officer 7 years ago, says the community is at risk of targeted violence if the sodomy law is repealed by the High Court.
It was targeted violence as a result of not only political, but also religious hate speech, as well as mob organizing that has made LGBTQ people, especially in the last couple of months, feel unsafe. I applaud Amnesty International for the fact that they were able to at least raise an alarm.
Amnesty International human rights lawyer Mandipa Machacha told VOA that while Namibia traditionally had tolerance towards LGBT persons compared to other countries in Africa, there has always been a certain level of hostility, and the situation deteriorated significantly following the 2023 ruling which recognized same-sex unions.
Vitalio Angula, VOA News,
Windhoek, Namibia.